Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And we have two very special guests today. We have Caitlin and Madison. They are both teens. How about you guys tell us what grade you're in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Wow,
like twins.
What a coincidence. Katie had this really brilliant idea where she was going to have some of our teen volunteers take out some books that were advanced reader copies. We also call them ARCs. Mm-hmm. And give them a chance to volunteer and read those books before they're published.
Yeah.
And give you a very fresh sneak peek at books that are just around the corner.
It's very exciting. They're overachievers, so they took a few books from us, but they're only going to be talking about two of them today. Which one are you talking about, Madison?
I'm talking about The Opposite of Falling Apart.
Okay, and Caitlin?
The Rogue Princess.
Okay, so it seems like we've got like a pretty different selection. You know, they don't seem very similar. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the books that you read, why you chose them? Did you like them or not like them?
Okay, at first I had to choose books for both of us because she wasn't here that day.
Oh, so if she doesn't like hers, it's your fault.
And the pressure was real.
But I read both of the books. They were both really good, but I really wanted to read all the other ones because, like, I couldn't choose at first.
That's fair.
She's like our ideal library patron, really.
Yeah, she just reads everything.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
So why, you said The Rogue Princess was the one that you liked the most when we were talking behind the scenes. Why did you like that one the most?
When I was first reading the comics on the back page, it said it was like a Cinderella thing, and I really like fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always have that nice little titch of romance.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Just a little tinge.
And I was like, maybe it's going to be one of those. Turns out it wasn't.
So it's not like a fairy tale.
It is, but then it isn't. It said it was like Cinderella, but it turned out, it actually, in my opinion, it wasn't at all. Because when you expect Cinderella, you expect this poor servant girl, you know, having an evil stepmother and evil stepsisters. But no,
Hallmarks,
this girl is about to be a queen with a really, really nice little sister. And like, I guess you could say a good mother.
Okay, so she has like a nice supportive family. She's rich. She's in charge. So she's like Cinderella after everything happens.
Yeah, no. Just not without a prince yet. She has to choose nine princes.
She has to choose all of them?
No, she has to choose one of them. But she doesn't know who to choose because the fate rests on her choice.
Mm-hmm.
It literally says that on the front of the page of the book.
Oh, so it's very clear that this is an important decision.
But didn't you tell me also behind the scenes that she really kind of fell for her servant? Or a guy that was her servant or something, or
so
yeah.
Was he Cinderfella?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to figure out.
I guess you could say that he's a poor servant boy, and he decided, you know, he's a thief, so he stole one of the prince's nicest daggers, you know?
The nicest dagger?
Dagger. You know, like a knife?
Yeah, like a stabby dagger, yeah.
And he stole it, and then he ran off in a ship. The princess, she was also at the time trying to escape, so she sabotaged her own robot servant and went into the same little flight ship they have. And
I did not expect this. Yeah,
I didn't realize this was
fiction.
Futuristic.
When you said robot servant, I was like, whoa, 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 what is that?
And they both went on there, and then something miraculous happens. Pirates happen. They have to fight pirates.
That always
happens.
And
a little kid who tries to take her blonde braid off.
Oh.
She has a lot of hair.
It feels like a lot of fairy tales, like Rapunzel-y, like a little bit of Aladdin's not really a fairy tale, but you know, like the thief who like marries princess, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. And then he lies about it and he says, I'm a prince for a bodyguard.
Aladdin.
Know?
It's very Aladdin.
And then, you know, they keep on meeting and she always is asking, where's your prince now? And he's always like, oh, he's just some drunken sailor
so
who's like off there.
He's both of them? Like he plays the prince and also like himself? Or
he's just a poor servant?
He just plays the bodyguard. Okay.
And then later in the story again, he just literally lies again. He says, actually, I need to tell you the truth. I'm your personal bodyguard that's undercover, which is also another huge fat lie.
Okay, so at any point in this novel, unless it's a spoiler, does he ever get confronted about all of these lies.
Because it's almost starting to sound pathological at this point.
Yeah. Like, he can't help himself.
I haven't really finished the book. I'm almost done with it. But I'm pretty sure he's going to get, like, confronted.
Yeah, that's important. What about you, Madison? Tell us about the opposite of falling apart.
The book is about how this one boy, he gets into a car accident, and he ends up having to get a prosthetic leg. And he's, in the book, he's had it for about a year, I believe so, if I remember correctly. This girl, which is the second main character, she has an anxiety disorder, but she doesn't want to say that because once she says it, she feels like it's too real for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of relatable. But
so is this another romance?
This is another romance.
Okay.
So how do they meet?
They meet when Jonas goes to his physical therapy, and the girl, which is the main character, her aunt works at that office, and the girl wants to be a physical therapist.
I remember how they met. They didn't meet at the doctor's office. They met in a car crash. I'm so dumb. I was trying to tell you that.
Yeah, no. Okay, so how did they met in the car crash? Like, did one person's mom hit the other person's mom, or no, what?
So Jonas hit Brennan's car. Because he was so scared to get back in the car because he had just recently...
But it wasn't the car crash.
Yes.
Maybe Jonas shouldn't drive.
Yeah.
Jonas has maybe very bad anxiety.
I was
going to
say, maybe
it's
PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD. He has very bad PTSD.
Yeah. Do they immediately like each other, or is this kind of like a hate to love kind of book?
It was more like a hate to love because Brennan walks in on Jonas while he's trying to put back his prosthetic leg on.
Yeah.
And he's about to stand up, but then she walks in and she scares him and he falls and he's completely embarrassed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his face is so red and he's so mad at her because she did that.
So it's a hate to love. Do you like that kind of story normally, or is this a little...
Yes. I mean, I love all stories. It was very mind-catching, like very...
Yeah, memorable, like really, yeah. Like really reeled you in quickly.
Yes, it did, because it was so good.
So, do you normally like to read romance?
Yeah, but I also like to read like action or like war books or some stuff like that.
Because, so you've got a good range. Good range on you.
Did it feel like the romance took over the story, or did you think there was enough development apart from the blooming romance?
There was enough, because Brennan had anxiety, and it talked a lot about that, and it talked about Jonas's PTSD. And
kind of how they overcame that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they, I'm guessing, liked each other a lot at the end.
Can you tell us about a pivotal moment? Like,
where
that kind of helped transition from that awkward, oh my gosh, we hit each other in a car accident, you made me fall over.
Brennan went to Jonas's house and she said, okay, we're going to get you walking again. We're going to make you walk because it was my fault that you're not walking right now. Because made you fall.
So he stopped, like, once he fell down. Like,
yes.
He was
too embarrassed. He felt like he couldn't do it. But then she ended up walking him down to the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And she made him read the Harry Potter series.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds like a perfect first date.
Yeah.
I know.
Just go to a bookstore and read.
Exactly. So at that point, Jonas progressively started to trust Brennan, and Brennan did the same with Jonas. Like, they started to trust each other, and they started to lean on each other, and they opened up about their feelings and stuff. They were more open to each other, to where they ended up falling in love, and then I'm not going to spoil it.
That's good, yeah.
So, back to Rogue Princess, because I have so many questions. There are space pirates? Like, is this on a different planet? Is this,
are the space pirates, like, in space, or are they just, like, air pirates?
They're on, when they went in the little thing, it was just a little glider, I guess.
Oh, so it's like an airship, kind of, but not like a spaceship.
And it specifically said in the story that pirates are outlawed, and then it was a really funny remark.
I mean, they usually are.
And then she was reporting this to her mother. She was like, her mother was like, pirates are outlawed. And she said, I know, but nobody told the pirates that.
Sounds about right.
It was really funny because, like, she was just repeating what the dude said to her.
Yeah.
It's still set on Earth then, but it's just, like, an advanced Earth, or is it?
I don't think it's Earth. It just doesn't make sense that it would actually be Earth.
Okay, so it's different enough that it doesn't seem like even, like, a future Earth.
Do you get any other, like, tastes of futuristic things from this? I know I'm hung up on setting right now, but...
Like, other than robot butlers and airships, are there other, like, future-y things?
They had a little moment where they were escaping. She found the fake bodyguard, and they...
Mm-hmm.
And she was running away from a prince, because she just really didn't want to talk to him, because he was, like, so annoying.
Fair.
So she went to the secret thing that, like, no servant has ever gone to. Where we talked about their past. And basically, what she is she was sent down from a little girl who saved her dad that was really abusive to her, I guess. Well, really didn't listen to her more. And she was blessed by the moon goddess. I think it was Ariana. So, and they were blessed with the lovely locks of their hair.
Oh, okay.
So back to Rapunzel.
So it's a very important, like, her hair is very important to, like, her identity.
That's why the little boy, little space pirate.
Little space pirate boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I need to cut your hair off so I can save our family. I was like, that's so sweet, but it's probably never going to happen.
The little space pirate boy, are you saying little because he's short or is he young?
He's young.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, how old? He was a father and son.
Okay. Oh.
I think it was, like, maybe 6, 7.
Oh, he that's was awfully really young
for and he was pirating. Had this little like steel thing that wasn't even it was really dull too, and he was trying to cut all her hair off with that.
Oh, he had like a little dull dagger and he was trying to like saw her hair off.
That's simultaneously like, cute and sad.
Yeah, it sounds like the kind of thing where you're like, oh, you're trying to rob me, but I feel so bad for you. Okay, so these are both advanced copies of books, which means they either just recently came out by the time this came out, or they haven't come out yet. But would you recommend this as a YA read?
To your friends or other teens.
I would recommend it for people who like really like sci-fi and fairy tales. It might be just a tad bit of romance.
Okay.
I would definitely recommend this to any romance or past.
Like someone who wants to talk about like real life issues.
Yeah, like real life issues.
Did it feel inspiring maybe?
Yes, it did, because there's times where like certain people suffer from like anxiety or like PTSD. And this book, I feel like it sends a message for people that there is a way out of it.
Yeah.
And that once you confront the issue, it gets better from there.
Yeah.
Like, once you talk about it, once you talk about it with, like, a friend or, like, a trusted adult, which is sometimes scary.
I mean, heck, even just being able to say, yes, I'm going through this right now. It's really hard to sometimes give it the name. You're talking about how she didn't even want to say that, yes, I have anxiety.
Yeah, she didn't even want to say it. She was like, I really don't want to say it because then it makes it more real.
Well, they both sound like really good reads. I'm glad that you both got books that you like.
And Caitlin, I know you read a ton.
Yes.
Like, we were making jokes beforehand about how you were like, I've read a lot of books since then. Did you read the Cinder book? Like,
oh my gosh.
The Lunar Chronicles, is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah. That was one of the best series I've ever read.
So did The Rogue Princess remind you of that at all? Because that's kind of what I kept thinking of.
It did flash in my mind maybe at once, you know, maybe the robot, but otherwise, no, it didn't really.
Okay.
This one felt kind of like futuristic, like the way you explained it, kind of futuristic, but kind of like, I mean, I'm still going back to Aladdin, but like, I'm sorry. Like Treasure Planet, Aladdin, like just the things are futuristic, but they're not, like society isn't like necessarily like super different or futuristic. You think maybe that, like, it seems like it's an older book, but there's, like, futuristic stuff in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a little different than Cinder, where everyone was kind of just used to science and stuff.
It reminds me of, like, maybe it was Earth, but, like, it's had maybe a couple years. A
couple years on it?
Not more than a couple,
like a middle-aged Earth? I don't know. What's Earth's... Well, that's a bigger question. We're not going to get into that during this podcast. This is very exciting. Our first recording with you, and hopefully not our last.
Yeah.
Not be our last.
Well, no.
Thank you so much. This is very exciting to get to preview the latest and greatest in YA.
And you're going
to
get another episode next month, just like this, but with new books.
Yes. So stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.